Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Come in, sit down. I hope that you've got your favorite beverage in your hand. My name is Valerie A. Campbell, and I'm the founder of the Secret Vibe. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And it's also about the vibration that you're projecting. I like to speak in the main to my ladies and focus on the vibe that they're projecting, because whatever vibe, feeling they're projecting outwards, that determines what they attract. So I always ask the question, and you should know it by now, unless you're new to this show. Ask yourself, what do I want? So that you can reset yourself to attracting all the good. And switch up from that mode of complaint, if you're in a complaint mode, because what you focus on grows. What you focus on, whether it's conscious or unconscious, you will attract to you. So let's get on that path, the path where you're focusing on what you do want, and it will bring a big smile to your face and completely change your vibe. What you project, you attract. Today, I want to talk on the subject of boundaries. It is one of my favorite subjects, and it's because it's something that I continually have to work on. It's something I have to work on in terms of enforcing. It's something that I had to, absolutely had to learn along the journey of my relationships with myself, especially, and therefore others. So thank you for being here today. And I want to talk about high value women boundaries. Now, what are boundaries? Boundaries are those ring fences that you put around yourself to preserve the integrity of who you are and how you want to feel in a relationship with yourself. I'm going to say that again. Preserve the integrity of the relationship that you want to have with yourself. You see, self-love comes first before love of others. The word says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it's actually even in the word. So boundaries are so, so important. And so let's talk about boundaries. So I believe it's an important topic, because it's also the sort of thing that makes people either respect you or disrespect you. It's the kind of thing that makes you respect yourself. In other words, you're leading by example so that others can then respect you for you respecting yourself. You're leading the way, showing people, training people on how to treat you, how to respect you and not walk over you or treat you like some kind of doormat. So that's why boundaries is absolutely crucial to acting in the energy of a high value woman. It has to do with your self-respect and how much you love and respect and honor yourself. So I always give the analogy of boundaries being like a ring fence around an ice skating rink. Getting my words tied up there. When I used to be younger and I used to ice skate a lot, the boundary around was to preserve the integrity, the health of the players so that they couldn't get hurt. If they crashed against those boundaries, they couldn't go any further. And it was also separated us from those outside of the boundaries. Okay? So that is what boundaries are. They're a statement of the limits on how far that you can go, and it shouldn't be crossed, okay? Because it preserves who you are. It keeps you healthy, keeps your mind healthy, keeps your body healthy. And a good analogy also is when you think about, a roadmap. You know, when you think about countries, they have little boundaries around each country, don't they? So that you know that this is America, this is England, this is Ireland, yes? This is Mexico. So it preserves the integrity of what is within. Now, when we think about personal boundaries, it's not as clearly defined as you would see on an ice rink or in a map or even on a football ground or soccer, as they say in America, because it's not that well defined in our minds. But I tell you what, it helps to actually write them down so that they are defined on paper. And oftentimes, I guess as well, it's not really well defined in our minds because we don't know how to, and I would have to say, communicate them in an effective way. In other words, you may know what your boundaries are, or at least be aware of it in a very light, kind of loose way. However, when it comes to enforcing it, when someone crosses your boundary, and you know when they cross your boundary because you can feel it, there's this feeling of discomfort. And so you're not sure exactly how to communicate in an effective way to enforce that boundary is set. So for that reason, many people will find themselves allowing their boundaries to be violated. And I say allow because the buck stops with you, whether you do it consciously or unconsciously. Now, a high value woman knows her boundaries. She's actually taken time out to self-reflect, to meditate on it, to actually think the process through. And because she's done that, she fully owns them. She looks at her past experiences. She identifies what went wrong there. And she adjusts her behavior to suit. You see, a high value woman is all about self-growth, right? So setting boundaries is very important for her to maintain her path of self-growth. And so she owns her boundaries. She fully owns them and she has full confidence in enforcing them. So how do you set boundaries like a high value woman? Now, as I mentioned, for years, I didn't even, if you said to me boundaries, I didn't even know what you meant. Because I had really low self-esteem. I was taught low self-esteem growing up. I didn't understand about boundaries. I was taught how to people please. I wasn't taught about loving myself. I was taught how to sacrifice myself for the needs of others. And I just didn't know. I didn't know myself even well enough and to even know what was acceptable for me, what wasn't acceptable for me. And so the first thing that you want to do is you want to know what your boundaries are. You want to know what is it that makes you feel uncomfortable when someone says something or does something. You can feel when they've crossed that line. And when you feel that feeling, that's your gut telling you that this person has gone too far. It's your gut telling you that this is not good for me. This doesn't feel good for me. And that's why I always talk about preserving the integrity of how you want to feel in a relationship with yourself and therefore others. So when you can acknowledge that feeling consciously, you sit down and you actually think about it. And when you actually bring it to the surface and you take time to reflect on what happened, and then you kind of just think, well, okay, that is what's actually instigated me feeling this way. That is a boundary then that you need to set for yourself to protect your own vibe, to protect your own energy. So boundaries can take form or when you actually acknowledge them. Okay, it's not something just floating around in your head. When you actually write it on paper, it can actually take form. When someone says this, you can actually say, well, this is, write down how you're going to react when that person does that. Okay? So, you know, for example, I want you to think right now of all the times that you've perhaps been angry at someone, and, you know, I want you to think about that occasion and think about, you know, how it made you feel. What line did they cross? Can you feel it right now? What line did they cross? That's your boundary, okay? That is your boundary. Another thing that will actually help you to form your boundaries is to really get to grips with what your beliefs are and to really understand what your values are. And this is not about measuring your values and your beliefs with another person. Everyone has the right to have their own values and their beliefs. You don't have to buy into another person's perspective. This is you. There is only one you. Okay, and you get to do you. In fact, that's what your boundaries allow you to do. It gets you to do you. And so it allows you to kind of walk along that path. It guides you along that path of being you. So when you establish your boundaries, you know, when you make them clear, when you define them, and you enforce your boundaries, it's allowing you to become more of who you are. So let's talk about some high value woman boundaries that I think we all have to set in relationships. Now, there's an obvious one, which is women, that we especially have to learn. You know, as women, you know, we're nurturers, aren't we? We like to ensure that people are happy. But the first person that you have to ensure that is happy is yourself. And so there is a word that we need to learn to say, and to say it more often and with no explanation whatsoever. Have you guessed what that word is? That word is simply no. You know, I used to think once upon a time that if I said no to someone, I had to explain why I said no. So it would be like, no, because such and such and such and such and such. But I don't know. I don't owe anybody an explanation. The answer is simply no. You don't need to explain yourself to someone why your answer is no. You know why it's no, and that's good enough. Okay? It's not you being rude. It is you looking after yourself. So you don't always need to explain why you're saying that. And, you know, some of you old women, you're too nice. You've been brought up to be nice. And you think that it's rude to say no without an explanation. But you can be a, and I'm going to say it the way that Sherry Argoff said it. You can be a bitch, okay? You can be a bitch, which stands for, by her definition, babe in total control of herself. Okay, saying no allows you to do that. And it allows you to stand up for yourself. Okay, because no one else can do it truly for you, right? You have got to learn to stand up for yourself and say no to what you feel violates you. Say no to what doesn't make you feel good. Say no so that you can be who you are. You know, look, I see myself as a very nice person. Okay, I'm a very nice person. And when I look at the history and what I've been through in life, I've allowed myself to be walked over, like trodden, like a doormat. I'm sure many of you listening to this can probably relate. But there comes a time when you have to say no. You know, this is enough already, okay? No, 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 no. And feel proud saying it. So just please, just take my advice on this. Just get over that feeling of having to justify yourself. Because you don't have to, okay? I would advise you not to. And get comfortable saying it. Practice it. You are 100% entitled to saying, I'm sorry, no, that doesn't feel right for me. Okay, that's it, done. Another one that I would say of a high value woman is around intimacy. You know, I was speaking to, this may sound really funny actually, but it wasn't funny at the time. I was speaking to a Nigerian guy a few years back. And I said to him, like, you know, when you take a woman out to dinner, etc., etc., and you wine and you dine her, is there an expectation that you're going to sleep with her at the end of the night? And his response was very telling of his character. He turned, he said, so is she there to just eat my money? He said, if I put an investment in, then I expect returns. And I just remember looking at him in shock and in horror. Like, people actually think like this. So there is this, you know, there's this trend of men who feel as if they're actually entitled to sex. They feel like they're entitled to sex if they open up their wallet to you. And so long as they feel like they've taken you to dinner, etc., etc., and I can see some of the men probably raising their eyebrows at this. You know, I you know, dare you, I encourage you to actually ask yourself this, because it will tell me, maybe it will tell yourself what kind of man you are. Do you, once you've opened your wallet to a woman, do you feel that you're entitled to sex? Do you feel like you're entitled? You know, and some women, they actually have this mindset. They think that if a man does that, that they are entitled. And again, listen, we need to, as women, you need to correct yourself and set a boundary around that. Okay? That kind of relationship is what I call transactional relationships. You know, there are prostitutes that are available, escorts that are available for that kind of service. And it's quite upfront. Okay? A high value man knows that. So he knows where he can get that, right? So a woman, a high value woman, you know, we don't take that kind of crap anymore. We don't take that kind of, there's just no tolerance for it. There's zero tolerance. Okay. A high value woman with a high vibe who has an A+, 10+, A+ mindset. If she thinks that it's too early to get sexually acquainted with her partner, she just says no. Yeah? No. She listens to her intuition. She listens to her gut. She listens to how she feels. And she just doesn't do it, no matter how much she's pressed or coerced. She makes it clear that she doesn't owe anything to this man, especially sex. And she lets him know. She lets him know. And in doing that, she's actually communicated her value. You know, no is one of the most attractive words to a high-value man. Because a high-value man, high-value masculine man, loves to pursue. He may not even consciously say that, but the pleasure is in the pursuit. There's so many women that are yes women, that to actually find a beautiful, authentic woman that can clearly communicate her no's is perceived as a prize. So when a high value woman feels ready to get intimate with him, then she does so. And whatever he's paid for, it doesn't actually come into, doesn't play any part in her decision for that. Okay. Another boundary of a high value woman is she absolutely doesn't take any form of abuse. And I'm talking about whether it's verbal. I once had a client who, and I completely agree with her, absolutely detests four-letter language. Absolutely detests it. She's always been like that. And she explained to me that she was with her partner, a new person that she was dating at that time. So let's not call him partner, but dating. You know, she was dating this guy. And she went somewhere and he got mad with her over, what was it again? I can't remember, but it was something so minor. And he basically said to her, you know, F off. And left her sitting there. She was totally shocked because to a woman who communicates in that way, she would have probably felt lighter, like a softer blow on her. But to this particular woman who I know very well, it was like, hell no, what? So as you can imagine, that woman was, that relationship was done immediately. And so this kind of woman, high value woman, one of her boundaries is she will absolutely zero tolerance for any type of abuse, whether it's physical, mental, financial, emotional, psychological, any form of abuse. It's like, no, this is not just going to, this is not happening. Very zero tolerance for abuse. Now, I would probably give it one warning, a close before walking away and removing herself from the situation. You know, she would give that person a warning because sometimes people can do things accidentally, right? But once she feels that she's communicated effectively, look, I see that as abuse, okay? And then that person does it again. That's it, done, okay? It's done. So if a woman feels, a high-value woman feels disrespected in some way through words or touching, okay, inappropriate touching, derisory language, sexual innuendos, taking advantage of, feeling manipulated, you know, all of that kind of stuff that, you know, the narcissistic man does as well. That's it. She will call him out on it in short, sharp sentences. And she'll just, bye. he'll just see the dust on her heels. Okay. Now, another boundary when you're out dating, which I would, again, always encourage women, is like, sometimes guys can have a habit of wanting to pry into your past, and you know, it's understandable. And one of the questions, funny enough, that always seems to kind of come up is like, you know, how many partners have you had in the past? You know, I always think like, well, what has that got to do with anything? Okay. But, you know, it is a question that has come up, I'm sure, for many of you. And I always say that when you're asked that question, you are entitled to your privacy within a relationship. Now, again, if you're not aware of your boundaries, you could just, verbal diarrhea and just totally open up. Remember, as a high-value woman, part of being a high-value woman is that you're mysterious. You unveil yourself slowly. You want to see if this man deserves to get to see more of you, gets to see more of who you are. So you reveal yourself slowly. And I'm not talking about, you know, keeping yourself so tightly under wraps that the person doesn't get to see who you are. You have to reveal. You can't just divulge all your secrets about yourself out there. Okay? And I'm not saying that, obviously there's some things that I'm saying that of course you're going to share. You can't hide the big things. Like, you can't hide the fact that perhaps you were, that you've never been married, or that you've never had kids, when clearly you have. What I'm saying is that within your world, within your dating world, as you get to know this person, there's a part of your life which doesn't have to be divulged. In other words, you have a right to your privacy. This is how you feel in a relationship. Not necessarily everything has to be shared within a relationship. And again, I'm separating this from being intimate. It's up to you. How do you feel about divulging certain information? Okay? I always speak about being vulnerable. But again, do you always have to bring up certain aspects of yourself? You know, there's certain things that you might just want to keep for yourself, that you are absolutely entitled to keep for yourself. And, you know, an example of that would be how many men you've dated, like I mentioned before, your partner. So you don't have to disclose that information. You don't always have to answer that question or any questions that are similarly along those lines. Okay? You can just say, you know, just ask for the time or distract him, or just simply say, honestly, you know what, I'd rather not go there. You know, my past is my past. I'm here to focus on the present. Okay? So, again, that's you standing up for yourself and presenting yourself as a high-value woman. So, what have you learned today? Relationship boundaries. Relationship boundaries. You know, another one is, for example, you're dating a guy and you've communicated to him that you don't want him to just turn up at your home unannounced. Maybe you've got to that stage. You've told him once. You've told him twice. And then he does it again. And then, you know, I always talk about being complicit in allowing that person to break the boundary. Because if the first time they did it, you communicated it, okay, they didn't know. The second time they did it, you warn them again, then you say, anyway, come in anyway, come in. What you've communicated to that man is that, yes, this is my boundary, but okay, I'm going to allow you in anyway. And then he does it a third time, but this time he extends it even further this time, because now he's breaking that boundary, turn up unannounced at night. Can you see how it's been moved along? One. Okay, it's just getting, you know, the boundary just, need I say more? And that's what happens when you don't enforce your boundaries from day one. That little extra yard is taken. So, relationship boundaries. If you see yourself as a high-value woman and you want to be perceived as a high-value woman for yourself, therefore, in the eyes of a man, these are the things that you need to look at. These are the things that you need to say. So I'll give you an exercise right now. I want you to actually cast your mind back on maybe your present relationship and your past relationships. And I want you to write down what your boundaries are. What are your values? What are your beliefs? And write a column as to how you would enforce that boundaries. What would you say to that person if that person did that again? What would you say to them? Give me an example. Or should I give you an example? So someone turns up at your door. You may just say to that person, you know what, I really don't like it when someone turns up to my door. I would have really appreciated a phone call. And then maybe you speak to them for about 2 minutes, and then it's like, bye, I've got some work to do. And you close the door. Can you see how you've communicated quite strongly to that person? I don't have my boundaries violated. I'm saying no to this. So next time, that person will know. Okay? Because why then should you have to compromise what you're doing because this person's turned up unexpectedly? So take that time and do that exercise and start defining and establishing and enforcing your boundaries. Well, we're at the end of our time. It's always wonderful to serve. Always.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.